So what is your name?
Candace Lilland.
And you're my mom, right?
Yes, I am.
When you first went to college, what did you first major in?
I was attempting to major in special education.
And did you graduate with that major?
I didn't, because at the time I went to college, they could only accept so many students into that school, and they had to have a grade point of 3.5 or better. So mine was a 3.4, and I got thrown into a lottery with other students and did not make it.
What did you wind up majoring in then?
You know, it's an interesting story. My sister's 4 years older than me, and she was getting married, and my uncle was there, and he knew how disappointed I was in not getting into school, a special ed. He said, you know what? Business is a place for women at this point. And this was 1976. I like to talk to people. So I went into business, graduated with a BBA in business and finance. Being the middle child, I was always challenged. And my entire life, I was challenged. I was extremely successful at Xerox, which led me to wanting to start my own business and buying my own properties. So I did buy my own properties, and I have started my own business. And that business is marketing and sales.
So with that, how many years have you been involved in business-like jobs?
Oh my gosh, over 30 years.
How long have you owned the business and ran the business?
For 6 years. And it's not without struggle. And that's what people coming up in business should understand. When you start your business, you cannot expect it to be fruitful and financially solvent the first year. I started my business because that was another goal of mine. But I had no financial investments in my business. And we were at a low point where I thought, should we stop trying? To the point that we were on food stamps, Social Security, health care, and barely hanging on to our home. But I knew it was the right thing for myself and my family, so I did persevere. And today, we are doing absolutely outstanding, with sales revenues exceeding $200,000 each year.
Ultimately, how would you like to grow your business in the near future?
I'm hoping I can grow this business to the point that when my daughter Mackenzie is out in the real world and works for a couple of years, she can take the helm of my business and grow it to the next level.